Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 55. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 57-year-old Albion resident Barry L. Cowling was arrested yesterday afternoon by Edwards County Sheriff's deputies on a charge of possession of meth. Sheriff Darby Bawey says the department executed a search warrant on Cowling's home yesterday afternoon and seized less than a half pound of meth, drug paraphernalia, over 30 firearms, and several hunting knives. Cowling was transported to the White County Jail in Carmi, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Other charges against him are pending. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals, to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
In other news, 31-year-old Fairfield resident Shannon Cohn was transported to a Mount Vernon hospital after a vehicle collided with his bicycle last night. According to police reports, at approximately 7:10, a 2012 Ford truck, driven by 41-year-old Fairfield resident David Wagner, struck Cohn's bicycle in the 700 block of South 1st Street. Cohn was located in a yard with severe injuries and transported to Mount Vernon by the Wayne County Ambulance Service. Initial reports revealed both Wagner and Cohn were traveling in the south lane. Fairfield police say the crash is still under investigation. 33-year-old Evansville resident David R. Grimes was arrested yesterday morning by Fairfield police on a Vandenberg County, Indiana warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of battery. Grimes was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held on the no-bond warrant. The Wayne County Crime Stoppers received a tip yesterday that led to the arrest of Grimes, and the individual who provided that tip will receive $200. 55-year-old Fairfield resident Vicky E. Thomas was arrested by Fairfield police yesterday afternoon on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. According to police reports, officers were called to a residence on Westwood Drive at approximately 4:02, where they located Thomas. She was reportedly asked to leave several times by the homeowner and authorities, but she refused to comply. Thomas was then taken into custody, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held, pending the posting of $170 bond. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Yolanda A. Raines was sentenced to 2 years in prison, plus 1 year of mandatory supervision upon her release, by Judge Barry Vaughn in Wayne County Circuit Court on Wednesday. Raines was credited for 15 days served in jail. She pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine, a Class 3 felony, and she was also ordered to pay court costs. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson is reminding Wayne County taxpayers that the first installment of real estate taxes is due today. People may pay their taxes in the treasurer's office in the courthouse anytime from now to 4:30 p.m., including the lunch hour. People may also use the drop box, located on the west side of the courthouse, and payments may also be made at the Sisney Trust Bank, Mount Airy Banking Center, People's National Bank, and the Fairfield branch of the First Financial Bank. Anyone with questions is asked to call the Wayne County Treasurer's Office at 842-5087. The Wayne City Ruritan Club will hold its last pork burger sale of the year tomorrow from 9 a.m. to sellout at the Wayne City three-way stop. Smoked chicken breast sandwiches will also be available, and the club is also taking food orders in advance. Congressman John Shimkus made a stop at McLeansboro City Hall yesterday, where he was joined by Shawnee Professional Services, USDA representatives, city leaders, and the public for the presentation of a $2.4 million USDA rural development loan for the construction of the new McLeansboro Water Tower. Shawnee Professional Services will oversee the project. The new 600,000-gallon water tower will quadruple the city's water storage capacity and will replace its aging, undersized facilities. Shawnee officials say it will also allow for future growth, address deficiencies identified by the IEPA, and enhance fire protection for the protection of the life and property of city residents. Besides the water tower project, the city is receiving a grant from USDA Rural Development to plan for future improvements to the city's sanitary sewer collection and transportation systems, adding to its capacity and reliability. Work will begin on the new water tower in the spring of next year. The total cost of the project is estimated to be nearly $3 million. The current water tower was built in 1988. The reacquisition of a grant has brought the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program at Frontier Community College and the entire Illinois Eastern Community College District back to life. Angel McGuire, the IECC's Adult Education Coordinator of Transition Services, says there is a wide range of people who would benefit from joining the program.
We have grandparents that are not reading at a literacy level. They didn't go through school, or they didn't get through eighth grade, and so they're wanting to come in and learn how to read to their grandchildren, or maybe they've lost a significant other that always read for them, and they need someone to come in and read with them, read their Bible, teach them how to do that. And so these are things that we're meeting with the older dynamic. And then we have middle-aged individuals who are trying to get into the workforce, but they're not equipped because they don't have the skills, the life skills, the employability skills. They don't have that knowledge to be able to make themselves marketable.
McGuire says there are also younger audiences who either dropped out of school or did not benefit from their education. She says the program is looking for literacy tutors and mentors to help teach.
It's a wonderful program. It's going to allow you to give back, and it's going to, it's like a feel-good. You know, you're a part of something. You're a part of seeing somebody's life drastically change and for the better. And you make a lasting connection, a relationship with that person, and you've built them up. And even if it's just one person that you've changed a life, you've changed that person's life.
McGuire was the guest speaker at yesterday's Fairfield Rotary meeting. Her husband, Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, had the program. The Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball team will be in super sectional competition against Nashville tonight at 6:30 at Hamilton County High School. Gates will open at 5:30 at the school, and tickets will cost $6. There are no advance tickets. For FCHS students and faculty, a fan bus will be leaving the high school at 5:30, and the contest will be broadcast on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com for those who can't attend. Tomorrow, gates open for the FCHS second-round home playoff game against Williamsville at 11 a.m. Once again, no passes will be accepted, and admission will cost $5 for everyone except very small children. The tailgating area will open at 9 a.m. The school also asks the public to refrain from taping blankets to the bleachers, as the tape's residue is difficult to remove. Also, due to the recent rains, parking on the practice field may not be available, and school officials will decide if it will be used closer to game time. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be hosting a blood drive with the American Red Cross on Wednesday, November 21st. The blood drive will be held in FMH's Educational Annex building on 203 Northwest 10th Street in Fairfield. It will run from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. A link to online registration can be found on our news headlines page, or interested individuals can call Shauna Williams, Marketing Director at FMH, at 847-8242. There is limited space available, so be sure to secure your spot by giving the gift of life. Participants for this blood drive will receive a free long-sleeve t-shirt upon giving blood. Light refreshments will also be supplied to the donors. Last month was a bit cooler and significantly drier than 1 year ago. At the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 2 inches and 67 hundredths of rain last month, with nearly all of that coming on the 10th and Halloween. Last year, we recorded over 5 inches of rain, with nearly 2 3/4 inches of that coming on a single day, October 10th. The average high for October was 70.5 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 94 degrees on the 6th and 7th. The coolest high was 50 on the 26th. Last year, the average high was 71.7 degrees, with the highest temperature checking in at 86 on the 2nd and 4th. Last year's coolest high was 42 degrees on the 28th. The average low for October was 49.8 degrees, with a coolest temperature of 28 on the 21st. The warmest low temperature was 74 on the 3rd. Last year's average low temperature was 50.8, with a low of 29 degrees on the 31st. Last year's warmest low temperature was 68 on the 7th and 10th. Frontier Community College's softball team will be hosting the second annual Bobcats Softball 5K tomorrow. For those who haven't pre-registered, same-day registration will cost $30. The Bobcats Softball 5K will begin promptly at 8 a.m. on the Bobcat Den parking lot, located at 130 Market Avenue. Check-in and same-day registration will open at 7 a.m. Medals will be awarded at the Bobcat Den after the completion of the race. A kids' fun run will also be held at 8:30 on the Bobcat Den parking lot, and registration for that event is only $10. The race is open to children ages 9 and under, and each child will receive an award at the end. For more information, contact Event Coordinator Kim Briggs at 599-0534. As you turn your clocks back this weekend, the State Fire Marshal is hoping you'll also check your smoke alarms. Kim Howard has more.
The National Fire Protection Association says about 3 out of 5 fire deaths occur in homes that either don't have a smoke alarm or the alarm isn't working properly. That's why Fire Marshal Matt Perez recommends 10-year smoke detectors.
They have batteries in them that you do not have to replace every 6 months, which is a great feature, because a lot of times people will, you know, if they're smoke from cooking or something like that, they'll take the alarm down, take the battery out, and then they forget to put it back up. Or people have taken the battery out to put it in a toy or somewhere else they need it. This eliminates that possibility.
All homes without hardwired alarms must have the 10-year version by 2022. If you have an older model, Perez recommends checking the batteries at least twice a year, such as during daylight savings time. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and there's big money from a research fund pouring into Illinois to work toward a cure and to help drive down the medical costs of diabetes. The Illinois Department of Public Health says about 1.3 million Illinoisans, that's about 12.5% of the population, have diabetes. More than 340,000 people are unaware they have the disease. JDRF Chief Mission Officer Aaron Kowalski said the research fund is putting $5 million into research in the state, helping to boost federal funds. He also said it has driven another $30 million into research at the leading state institutions, such as Northwestern, IIT, and the University of Illinois. Diabetes remains the seventh leading cause of death in the United States, and according to the American Diabetes Association, it was responsible for $327 billion in 2017, including $237 billion for direct medical costs. It also leads to $90 billion in reduced productivity nationwide. Kowalski said the research will help to push those medical costs down, and it could also provide an economic boost for the state. Getting from point A to point B is how incumbent Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White describes his job. He's seeking re-election to a position he has held since first winning it in 1998.
I'm concerned about safe driving, and so we've initiated a program called the Graduated Driver's License Program, the BAIDE program. That's where you get a DUI, and you still want to drive on our roads. We put this device in your car, and then if you have to blow into the tube of alcohol detected, the car won't start. And we've had a 50% reduction in loss of lives at the hands of these individuals who get the main device installed in their automobile. And then there's been a 51% reduction in loss of lives at the hands of our teen drivers because of the graduated driver's license program that we initiated, requiring parents to spend 10 hours behind the wheel with their child. 50 hours behind the wheel, I'm sorry, and 10 hours at night, because we found that nighttime driving creates a problem for our young drivers.
The Secretary of State's office also oversees more than 5,000 libraries throughout Illinois, and White says he's personally visited 2,700 of them. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral prearrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
They're silent killers, invisible to the human eye, and they cause $3 billion in losses each year. Nematodes rob corn and soybean crops, stealing yields along the way. Until now. Bex Escalate, powered by Nemasect seed treatment, offers farmers an effective way to manage nematodes and insects, providing control within 48 hours. And because Escalate, powered by Nemasect, comes standard on all Bex seed, your crops have an added yield advantage at no additional charge. Visit BexHybrids.com to learn more today.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 51. We have received 0.7 inches of rain here today at the radio station. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,111, down 269. The NASDAQ is at 7,324, down 121 points. December crude oil is at $62.97. That is down 72 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 94-year-old Pat Mills died Wednesday evening in the skilled care unit of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She had been a teacher in the Ridgeway Unit Schools and was a longtime active member of the Eastern Stars. Pat Mills is survived by a daughter, Beverly Sutton of Fairfield, two grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Pat Mills will be gravesite only with no prior visitation. Services will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, at the Old Cottonwood Cemetery, located between Ridgeway and New Haven. The family requests no flowers, and memorials may be made to the New Hope Baptist Church of Fairfield. Vicary Funeral Chapel of Shawneetown is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies and a high of 55. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 35, and partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, rain is likely on Sunday. Sunday's high 58 with a low of 45. Scattered showers on Monday. Monday's high will be around 62 with a low of 50. And then scattered showers on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 62 with an overnight low of 40.
A huge two-day antique estate auction will be held this Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, in Millstadt, Illinois. This outstanding antique auction is the lifelong private collection of Betty Rosenberg of Wayne City and her mother, Cecile Donahoe. Saturday's auction starts at 9:30 and will include furniture, primitives, glassware, and general antiques. Sunday's auction starts at 10 o'clock, includes toys, children's items, black Americana, and holiday items. For a full listing, go to auctionzip.com, Asselmeyer May Auctions.